Greg and Steven, the cleaning guys. DomCon 2019 road trip.
Makes me feel dirty. I love it.
It's BS in the morning, spagging for a pagan.
We've got a lot of audio to get to here, so we're going to start it now. When we last left off, Greg, what were we doing here?
All right, Steven and I had just walked down through the lobby. It's the first time he had been in public in his leather suit and mask and chain and leash, whatever. We walked him out. I got an Uber. We hopped in the Uber, and last we left off, we were actually in the Uber. Now, we're going to get to a part here where we get out of the Uber at the hotel we believe DomCon is at.
Oh, God.
And some people see Some people see Steven immediately when he gets out of the Uber, and we talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And Steven is our cleaning guy who is into BDSM. He's wearing a full skin-tight leather gimp outfit.
Yes.
He's got the hood on. He's got the dog collar. Greg is carrying him around by a leash. This is a sight to behold. We pick up as Greg and Steven get in the Uber. Yes.
By the way, if you want to see a picture of Steven to kind of put you in the in the eyes of the situation, put you in the mood, we do actually have multiple pictures of Steven in his rubber suit with the mask and the retractable leash on our Facebook, our Instagram. BS in the morning, BS morning show.
I also have plenty more pictures to slowly
trail out.
Yes.
Amazing. All right. Here's Greg and BDSM cleaning guy, Steven.
My slave and I are going to the Hilton. Thank you. Steven and I were just getting out of our Uber over here, and I saw you saw his little suit and everything. What'd you think?
I was like, what the what's going on?
I heard you talking to him.
What's going on?
Steven is a in the BDSM world. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I have no idea.
Steven is considered a sub, which means he's like a bottom, you know? So he has to wear this suit and get pulled around by a leash, and then his dominant is the one that, like, you know, does stuff to him or whatever. We're here for a conference. There's a dominatrix conference here at the Hilton, so.
It's a in the Hilton on Century?
Is that where you stay?
That's the thing. Nobody knows that this convention.
Underground. Wow.
Literally.
Nobody knows that this convention is going on at this hotel.
It's a dog in the Hilton on Century.
Is that where you're selling? Is that where you're staying?
No, I no.
Okay.
Let me look at this outfit though, because it's like so detailed here. Yeah. Let's take a look. See here. Don't cover up. Don't be trying to hide now, because you know when your master pull up, you're gonna be obedient. So.
Oh my God.
And walk the walk and talk the talk.
This lady just dragged him off with a leash.
Oh my God.
We were standing there as I was talking to him, and that girl you're talking to is super cool. Her mom comes around the side of the SUV and starts walking Steven off with a leash. And he starts walking with her.
Oh, of course.
Okay, yeah.
He's
going
to go where he's told.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. OG bull. You know, but you look warm.
There you go.
I'm just waiting for you to beat your ass with one of them damn whips or something. That's what they're going to be in there doing. Y'all going to be doing stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to have tickets to that. y'all want to come touch my bitch. Come on.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem.
Have a great day, okay?
Oh,
awesome. Thank you. Take care. Is this it? Oh my God, that's hilarious. I hope we're at the right hotel, because I don't even know if this is the right
Oh my God.
Poor Steven.
Steven already met fans. What'd you think?
This is...
We are now at the supposed hotel of the convention, I think. Let's go find out. All right, we're now in another lobby. Oh, hello. There's a bunch of older people staring at Steven.
Could you tell us where the DomCon is, the convention?
Sorry, thank you. We are now walking through the lobby. People are all staring at Steven.
Oh.
No one else is dressed like this.
Oh, no.
Once you get down there, you'll feel right at home.
Oh.
Oh, this looks much more like your speed, Steven. We are at the entrance to DomCon. We're going to get our passes.
Woo!
You ready, Steven?
No.
All right, there it is.
He's already been mortified like 15 times in public.
We have now reached the entrance to DomCon 2019. I am so excited.
Yeah, we're going in.
We are going in 5 minutes. We'll find out what DomCon is actually like.
Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh, my.
Greg Salerno, Steven the Cleaning Guy, DomCon 2019, our cleaning guy in the building. He's our bona fide cleaning guy. He's amazing. His name is Steven, and he's into the real kinky stuff. He's into BDSM. He is a bottom. He is in full pleather, skin-tight suit, wearing a mask and a dog collar at DomCon 2019, something we're calling begging for a pagan.
So we are now walking in, and this is it. The entrance to DomCon. We just walked in.
Dominatrix Conference.
That's it.
In Los Angeles.
Yep.
Let's hear what the audio has to give us.
We just walked into DomCon. The first thing we see to the left is a giant thing full of, what are they called again?
Floggers.
And your name's Kiernan?
My name is Kiernan, and we're Agreeable Agony.
Okay. And then, now you said there's different kinds, though, and what are the other ones called?
We have floggers, we have dragon tails, we have dragon tongues, we have the thing we call jacks, which are like a leather police jack.
He's kidding. Awesome. And what's your website and stuff so we can promo this for you?
AgreeableAgony.com.
Okay, cool. So we got Steven here. Steven, this is what you like, right? This is why we're here, basically, isn't it?
One of the things, yeah.
All right, cool. So Kieran is going to give it a demonstration here with one of the floggers. Actually, two floggers, is that correct?
Two floggers, yeah.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, he's making the sub turn away from him. That's very good.
Walk a little forward.
Good technique. He's now making Steven walk forward in his suit. I'm going to mic up the noise and Steven. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy. Actually feels good.
Wow, look at that. Now you want, was that hard enough, Steven?
I was hard. Wasn't super hard, but it was very nice.
Okay, all right. There are a few subs in here, Steven, on leashes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw a few.
You're the only one with the good suit.
I mean, if you say so.
I saw the guy with one guy was shirtless with like chaps on or something, but he didn't have a cool suit.
He had a chain harness and, yeah, chaps.
Yeah, all right. Yours is better.
Okay, real quick. Can I stop it? So 2 feet into DomCon, he's already been flogged.
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple.
And this is what Steven's into.
Yeah.
Is he wearing the hood now?
Well, he at some point, I don't remember if it's this part. There's a point where it gets way too hot and he has to take the mask off.
Because everyone's talking about how hot this suit looks.
Yeah.
And how hot he's like, oh, I can.
He once might, he got down I the think lobby. He might still have it on, but I think at some point when we're walking around in between these two things, I think he takes it off because it's really hot in there.
Does he have a pocket? Like, where does he put the hood? What he's
I
done?
Think I put it in the bag for the recording. The recording bag had a mask in it for a while. In fact, I know that's what I did with it.
You're like, here there, son. Let me hold
right?
on to
yeah.
your stuff. You're like
yeah.
a mom at the zoo.
Yeah, it's exactly
you know?
What it was.
Oh, God. All right, so we're in DomCon. He's taking the mask off.
And there was another guy walking around. This is what we're talking about. Because Steven was the only guy in a suit in there.
What?
That's insane.
The only guy.
Well, but what was everyone else wearing? Normal clothes?
Nah, like medieval garb and, you know what I mean? Just whatever.
What?
Vests and...
Sounds like Steven was the only one that was actually prepared.
There was a lot of people dressed like the village people. You know what I mean? There was that kind of stuff. But nobody wearing like a full suit like Steve.
Amazing.
Do you guys? What do you got here? These are all floggers. Is that what they're called?
No. So we've got a wide variety. We've got a lot of floggers. We've got tosses, which is a Scottish style disciplinary implement. And we've got a lot of straps, which are kind of like the old school leather strop that was used to sharpen
like
razors.
Like taking a belt to your kid or something.
Not gonna make that.
I mean,
well.
Okay, this guy's an insane person.
Yeah.
Right. You can already
wait
tell.
To hear the name of the whatever.
Taking a belt to a consenting adult.
There we go. That's better. What's your company and your website and all that stuff?
All right. Well, my name is Paul. My company is Paraphilia. Our new website is paraphilia.
You get mad that I made a kid reference and then your thing's called way close to pedophilia. Like, why would you name it that?
That's a great
point. Names you've come up with.
That is an excellent point, Greg. Because it seems like He was offended by that, but then the name was kind of...
Well, taking a belt to a consenting adult.
There we go. That's better. That's better.
Okay, so that's what he's all about.
Yeah.
And then the name of his company?
All right. Well, my name is Paul. My company is Paraphilia. Our new website is paraphilia.toys. Paraphilia is P-A-R-A-P-H-I-L-I-A.
Okay, horrible
site. And we produce high-end leather gear from traditional materials that are meant to last and age and get better over time with everything guaranteed for life.
Awesome, man. Is it possible we can get a demonstration with him on him? Are you allowed to?
I definitely would be worried about hurting the outfit he's in.
What do you think, Steven?
That is a good, that's a valid concern.
Is this what you came here though, is to get your rocks off on the whatevers?
To a degree, but I don't want to damage the suit either.
Can I try just a hand?
Yeah, just a light tap.
All right, let's do that.
If you don't mind.
Oh, wow. Okay, what are you pulling off the wall there?
So this is a toss. It's hand-stitched in the handle. If you go to the website, you can see them. So this was used in the school system, and one of the classic ways would be to hit somebody's hands and then make them hold a book and read it. Yeah, it's not particularly nice, by the way.
The hell?
Why do I picture this guy dressed like Angus Young?
Yeah.
Is that what he's wearing?
Kinda.
Like a little schoolboy outfit?
Yeah, everybody there was wearing, like, you know.
This is a toss.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It looked like they would serve you a drink at medieval times, you know, when you went
into...
Yeah.
God.
And none of them probably felt weird walking through the hotel lobby, you know, because they were just dressed like they were going to a Renaissance fair, and poor Steven was the only one dressed like a giant black condom walking all across L.A.
Yeah.
Trying to get to this damn thing.
What do you think, Steven?
Well...
You have every right to say no at any point.
Well... So we'll see where it goes. I'll probably make a loud sound.
I tend to be nice.
Don't be too nice. We want audio.
Nice is relative.
All right. I trust you.
I don't know why.
He is now smacking Steven's hand with a...
It was light.
It was light.
Yeah.
It was light. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Would you like something a little heavier than that?
We'll try. Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to hit Steven a little heavier, Steven said.
Oof. Ah, yeah, that's definitely for school.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yes. All right, so we are now at a... what's the name of your booth, first of all?
We are Raven Blood Leather.
Okay, and what's your website?
We don't have a website, unfortunately.
Well, how do people find you? Like, social media?
We aren't on social media either. We just sell at the convention, so...
You guys should go on Shark Tank or something.
We really should.
No website, no social media.
Yeah.
Where they're doing a business like it's the medieval times.
It's a great business model.
So we are on, we're here at DomCon LA. We're also at AVN and Sanctuary Marketplace.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're from Vegas. So AVN, we know that one.
You will catch us every time at AVN.
All right. Yes. So what do you got in your hand there? Steven was like, okay, Steven, first of all, let me set this up. So we're standing here talking, and then Steven sees this giant mallet hammer thing. He's like, what's that? Is that correct, Steven?
I was extremely curious about the mallet.
All right, there we go. So what's this?
So this is our whammer. This is a twofer item. So for individuals that like thuddy and stingy play, they get it in one tool. So one side has memory foam and suede, so it's really thuddy when it hits. The other side is exposed wood, so it's super stingy, stays on the surface of the skin, and it's beautiful.
Is there any way to get a demonstration on Steven?
Of course, if he's willing.
Are you willing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and lean on that table for me.
She is now about to hit Steven with the hammer.
So that was the padded side.
Okay.
That was the padded side. Do you want a couple more with the padded and then try the wood?
Yes, please.
All right. Oh, my God. Padded.
Oh,
you're doing so good.
Oof.
Are you ready for the wood?
Be gentle.
I'll be gentle. I promise I'll be gentle, my dear. Okay, ready? Wasn't so bad, was it?
I was expecting another one.
Oh my God. I can oblige.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay, ready? Other cheek, gotta even it out.
Yep.
Ow!
You did so good, though.
Good job, Steven. Okay.
That was awesome, my dear.
Steven, what'd you think? Which side was better, the wood or the padded?
It's really, it's definitely different than a paddle. It's like more oomph, I guess would be the word.
Steven likes oomph.
So the padded side feels like butt punches. So if you're really into that, this is the tool to do.
Yeah. What?
It was kind of, yeah, that's accurate.
Steven needs to have a bell on top of his head so the thing go up and hit the bell. All right, well, thank you guys so much.
Of course, thank you.
All right, so we've gotten tossed, we've gotten butt punched, and we've gotten flogged.
Yeah.
Within a few minutes.
And we haven't had the best one yet.
Okay, so there's more.
There's more Steven action that he enjoys.
At DomCon.
Yes.
Oh, God, I am terrified, because it's been ramping up. It started with flog, we've never gotten tossed, and we've never had the butt punch from a carnival mallet before.
Yeah, this next one is just something that I don't know. It's a famous product, let's just say.
Oh, my God.
All right. You want to text in? You can always do that. BS and your message, 69187. You can always call in as well. BS, or I'm sorry, 702. What am I? What's wrong with me? 876-3692. Throw on our phones if you want to call in. We're already getting a bunch of texts. I'll read those all when we come back, and we'll get more audio for DomCon 2019. DomCon 2019. Our cleaning guy, Steven, is all clad in leather. I should say pleather. It's a pleather suit. Skin tight, head to toe. He's wearing his gimp mask, his dog leash. Greg, you're walking him around. Did you post that picture over on our Instagram?
I did.
All right. It's at BS in the morning on Instagram if you want to see what Steven and Greg look like. Walking around
now,
cruising.
Now we've done the flogging. We had the hand hitting.
Yes.
We had the hammer that looked like the thing from the carnival where you hit it and the bell goes up, it goes bing or whatever. Yeah. Steven got that.
Well, now, she gets that.
Now I have found, this is famous. You've seen Carmen Electra on this thing. You've seen other women on this thing. Very famous people. We walk up to it, and I'm trying to convince him. He doesn't want to, but I'm going to try to convince him. We found the Sibian.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what the Sibian is, it's like a saddle that like a man or woman can sit on. There's different devices you can put on there, vibrating things.
I've heard of that.
Yes. You could put a dildo on if you want to. This one didn't have that, though, just a vibrating pad. You could put other things on there, and it brings women.
Got it. We get it. Yep. Okay. All right. Here's
but
the audio.
It works, but I'm saying it's famous for working very well. Let's put
that. Yes. Yeah. Very well and very quickly.
Famous people have been on it. Yes.
All right. Here we go. I cannot believe I'm going to say this. The Sibian.
What's your name?
Hey, I'm Bunny from Venus for Men and Sibian.
Okay. And where can they find you on the internet?
You can go to Sibian, SYBIAN.com, and Venus for FORMen.com, two of the greatest, longest lasting sex products in the business. We've been doing the Sibian for 32 years.
Now, do you guys do demonstrations with the Sibian?
You sit on it? Sure, if he wants to, you bet.
Oh, awesome. Steven, try the Sibian. Come on.
Greg, please.
Just do it.
No.
Now, Steven is slowly sitting down. Here he is. He's sitting down.
Oh, my God.
He's sitting on the Sibian.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so there's a little bump on your attachment. Is that in a good place? Does that feel okay?
Is there a specific place it's supposed to be?
No, it's actually up to the individual user. So you can sit in front of it. You can sit behind it. You can sit right on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Let me adjust here.
Oh, God.
What you're doing? Why you...
Well, I mean, he has latex on, and so it's a little harder. I mean, you can feel the vibration, and it transfers through, but it's nice just to be able to experience the experience. It's not going to feel the same as if you just had on a little pair of shorts or, not. But the experience is that you can, see the vibration and feel it. Mm-hmm. Is that a little too much? Is it
feel okay? Feels fine.
There we go. There we go. Steven is on the Sibian. What does that feel like, Steven?
It feels vibrating.
Do you like it?
It's good. It's the sitting position is probably the hard part for me.
You look like Jorge Posada right now.
Mostly your clothes.
Yeah.
It's mostly your clothes.
Yeah, I can tell the suit does dull it a bit.
You know, it was a lot more fun watching Carmen Electra do it, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'm not Carmen Electra, Greg.
Oh, really? Why didn't anybody tell me? Is that about as high as most people go?
It varies. I mean, that's a good amount of vibration. Does it feel okay?
Yeah, it is. I can tell it's powerful. Definitely.
Okay.
But my legs hurt now.
There's Steven's experience on the Sibian. Thank you so much.
Hey, what a good sport. Thank you.
Okay.
He was moaning.
There's a lot to
unpack there, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Let me find the part that...
No, I don't want to hear it again. I don't want to hear
bad.
It again.
Too bad.
I'm going to dissect this like the Zimbruder film.
And so there's a little bump on your attachment. Is that in a good place? Does that feel...
Is there a specific place it's supposed to be?
No, it's actually up to the individual user. So you mm-hmm. can sit in front of it. You can sit behind it. You can sit right on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Let me adjust here.
You want to describe what you're doing? While you...
Well, I mean, he has latex on, and so it's a little harder. I mean, you can feel the vibration, and it transfers through.
Right there! Right there! Right there! Now, I know he's squatting down. He says his legs are uncomfortable, which, God knows, the suit is probably cutting off all circulation because it's so tight around him that it's probably not meant to squat down or, you know... But my God, I hope that's a groin because he's in pain.
Feel the vibration and it transfers.
Yes, I hope that is a grunt.
That doesn't sound like he's in pain to me.
I don't know.
Feel the vibration and it transfers.
Oh God, it's just, it's in the background there and it's just.
I mean, you can feel the vibration and it transfers.
That is.
Did you at any point at DomCon witness Steven get physically aroused?
Okay, don't answer that.
Okay.
Can we just take a second here to appreciate the fact that our cleaning guy is wearing a full body leather suit, which is all fine. That's what he's into. But the fact that Steven is on the Sibian.
I didn't know that was a thing for guys.
I had no idea that was a thing for
dudes. Can be. Yeah, sure.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I thought it was just for girls.
Dude, the best part is while Steven's doing this, there's a guy laying on the floor rubbing this lady's feet.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Bunny?
Like a sub?
Yeah, there's like a sub on the floor like rubbing her feet while she's operating the Sibian.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People are just enjoying themselves here.
Yeah. It's pretty relaxed, bro. It's cash.
I've never been that casual in my entire life. This audio is making me learn something about myself. Of what I'm a fan of and what I'm not a fan of.
Izzy's face.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I'm just like the tiniest bit disturbed? I see you guys at work every day, right? Like, if I ever heard you moan in pleasure, that would kind of like ruin you for me.
Don't
forever.
Know why you're disturbed by this, Izzy.
Feel the vibration in it.
Okay, I don't know why that would disturb you. We're going to need to isolate that groan.
It's just such a personal, intimate thing, and I've heard him moan in pleasure, and it's like...
Yeah, well, we've heard him moan in pleasure before.
Steven, but his are more like, ooh. Mm.
Yes, yes. That's more pleasure, pain, pleasure from pain.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that to me is him just as enjoying himself.
That's just hentai in general.
Yes, yes, yes.
But this is like...
Well, I mean, if you go to a place like this, though, and you know, Steven's birthday week, of course he gets to moan on the
scene. No, I just wasn't expecting so many moans.
I wasn't expecting this, any of this, actually.
The feel the vibration and it transfers. Oh,
I'm just glad he had fun.
I'm so glad he had fun. That's him.
Yep.
Trying new things, trying more new things in 6 minutes of audio than I will ever try in my entire life.
Happy birthday, my travel buddy.
That's right. What a wrecking crew.
Wow.
We're not even done with the audio. Okay. Steven has been flogged, tossed,
hammered,
hammered, butt punched,
and rode the Sibian.
And Sibian'd. I have no idea what the next audio contains. We haven't even gotten to the play party yet that happens afterwards. I don't even know if we're done with the convention itself and we're going on to the play party, but we have a bunch of audio, and that will be coming up here at 8 o'clock. within the next few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Looks like we have just a little bit more audio here. Multiple breaks. You're going to have to walk us through
it. I think we're good on this one. I think this one pretty explains.
Is it? Okay. Let me first recap. If you're just joining us, you got a hell of a situation on our hands here. We have Steven the Cleaning Guy and Greg Salerno at DomCon 2019 in L.A., the Hilton near the airport. It's a convention for dominatrix and subs and this whole thing, and our cleaning guy is into this. He's a total sub bottom.
A lot of people apparently are into this.
A ton of people. Yeah. Right? And that's all great. We're happy for him. We sent him down there for his birthday with you, Greg. He's in his suit. After years, we finally see him in the suit. It's amazing. Everyone keeps talking about the details of this fully.
That's a really good. That's a nice suit. Yeah, I mean, if you're into that, it's a great suit.
There you go.
We're actually, after the convention part closes, right? So in between that part and another hour or so, there's like a little meet and greet area. And so I let Steve, you know, I was like, hey, Steven, I'm going to go upstairs, you know, get a beer or something. You can just, because I know he wanted to wander off by himself. He didn't want me to follow him around everywhere. So he had his own little like hour or whatever. And I guess there was some speed dating they did down there or something where you sit in chairs and, you know, do that stuff. So that's where we're leaving off now. This is after he did that stuff.
Okay. So here we go. Begging for a pagan.
All right, Steven, I actually stepped away and let you do some stuff by yourself because they actually had some speed dating going on down there. How was that?
It didn't feel speedy, but it was interesting.
Did you learn anything about anybody?
I learned a couple things. Met some very interesting people.
Who was your favorite person?
I wrote her name.
Forgot her name already, bro? You just met her.
I wrote her name down. Jeez. I have to look at the paper, which is in my bag here.
All right, never mind. So what was about her you liked?
She was just really friendly, and I didn't feel nervous I didn't feel nervous. That was a big thing.
That's good, man.
Yeah, she's very friendly, very open, and made me like her a lot.
So apparently there's a shuttle that is going to take us over to a play party, or that they have them out here for everybody from the DomCom to go over to a play party.
Oh, yeah.
Is your friend that you met going there?
I think she's going to the play party.
Hot damn!
A lot of them are.
Awesome, dude. So you want to hop on this shuttle and go see what it's about?
I would like to recover a little bit, but if time's of the essence, I guess so.
All right.
Okay, he wants to recover a little bit.
So now we're going to go over and we're sitting on a couch in the lobby.
That's how he's recovering?
Well, hold on a second. Can I just ask a couple questions here?
All right, what?
Was the speed, because I'm excited about the speed dating thing because we all know Steven is a virgin and he is looking for a dom. Were they paired up subs to doms?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay, well, we have to ask because that would be amazing because you got to think.
I don't think that's how it works, though. I think there's some people that are both, you know, and stuff like that. They switch off and whatever.
I just think about his small community.
Yeah.
That's a perfect opportunity to meet someone.
Well, he did.
I'm happy for the guy.
And now we're on the couch in the lobby waiting for there's a free shuttle that takes you over to the party where apparently, you know, sex stuff happens, whatever, in there.
Oh, my God.
And,
I'm so excited.
And we're sitting there waiting for the free shuttle, and the woman that he met during speed dating, I believe is the same woman, is sitting next to him on the couch in the lobby.
This is the girl?
This is the girl.
So my God.
So we're sitting in the lobby with the girl, and if it's not the same one, she's definitely interested in him because she said that. So regardless, this is a girl that's going to go to the sex party with us, and we're sitting in the lobby waiting for the free shuttle right now.
Can you describe her a little bit? What's she like?
I'd like to wait until after this thing.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay. Here is the audio of you guys waiting in the lobby. Steven's got a lady next to him who's interested. Potential dom. I'm so excited. About to go to a play sex party in a dungeon.
Meet me here at the hotel. And then we'll shuttle over to the party. Yeah.
Is she... Hold on, I'm sorry. Is she talking to him?
She's on the phone with somebody.
Oh, she's on the phone with somebody. Okay.
Meet me here at the hotel. And then we'll shuttle over to the party. Yeah.
is that?
Okay. Sure. Bring anything you want. Shake your leg out. Shake it out. Sorry. We're having a little episode here.
Is he getting a leg cramp?
It's going to be very crowded and pretty big.
Okay. What the hell was that?
So Steven had been wearing his suit. Apparently became dehydrated from sweating in that suit all day and had a cramp from his leg all the way up his body.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
The suit comes back to bite him!
Yes. And he was just about to go to a sex party. Now his body's ruined. He can barely walk.
What?
Can barely walk. He was done. So we had to take him back to the hotel.
Oh, my God.
This is in the lobby. People walking by the hotel. Everybody watching this. I felt bad for him. What are you going to do, though? I'm going to jump on him and rub water on him. Like, I don't know what to do. So we're sitting there. And then I...
it took poor me- guy. But hold on a sec. This... So his potential lady.
His potential lady is sitting there next to him.
She's just getting a sneak peek to how he reacts to being flogged and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's watching him in pure pain. He just met her at speed dating. He's cramping up because he's dehydrated.
Oh my God.
Poor guy. I know.
So I don't want to laugh. I feel bad, but it's still funny.
So that was his chance to go to the party, and he didn't get to go.
No!
Yeah, dude, he's done. He can't move. It took me 30 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, to get him outside to where their Uber pickup is, right?
Yeah.
Because like, he couldn't get off the couch, and I had to help him. We were like trying to get him down the hallway. He's like limping really bad, you know what I mean, with his leg. We get out there to the Uber pickup line. I swear. I ordered an Uber. The guy pulls up. He's like, pulls up to the Uber line. He sees us, just drives off.
No!
And then it says trip canceled on my phone.
No.
He saw me holding Steve on the leash and just took off.
Oh, my God.
He saw a guy in a gimp suit actually be a gimp. He's like wounded with a bum leg. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know, poor guy.
God.
Can I just say, though, I've never had a cramp that bad to the point where I'm squealing in pain.
No.
Yeah, I don't think
at, like,
has,
a loud but... level. I wonder, like, what his cramps are really like.
What's this little bit of audio? It says final last this is bit.
When we get back to the hotel, he's, like, limping into the door, and I just asked him how it went.
Okay, like, here it is.
Rough night.
I will kill you.
Oh, my God.
I will kill you, is what he's... Wow. Damn. So he was talking about how hot he was the entire
time. Yeah, and he did drink water. Like, there's little water things sitting around, like cups.
You gotta hydrate.
And like a water cooler, you know, a spigot or whatever.
Yeah.
And he did drink some of that. I don't know, man. But I mean, dude, he must have been sweating like a lot in that suit.
Dude.
So. Wow.
So you didn't go to the play party because he got a leg cramp?
Well, body cramp.
I have questions for Steven.
So, yeah, seriously.
I have a lot of questions. We're going to bring Steven, the cleaning guy, in here, and you get to ask him questions as well. 876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message, 69187. He's in his suit. He's at DomCon. He's got a girl. They're going to a sex party, and he cramps out.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I mean, how much more can you tee it
it's
up
like,
for
it's
a
like
guy?
It's like Gilligan's Island.
I know. It's like, and literally, he can't get off the island.
The couch.